If a child does not excel in academic areas and does not qualify as gifted academically, perhaps he is especially kind and compassionate toward others, or perhaps he is a good leader, talented at soccer, or great at making friends. Look for each child's unique abilities and gifts and reinforce those strengths by stating your belief that the child is worthy and capable and that you are proud of his abilities. It is important for children's self-esteem that they feel loved, accepted, and capable, and that they believe that each child is equally valued within the family. Role models. Believe it or not, parents are major role models for sibling behaviors. Think back to your own sibling relationships and how your parents handled them. How do you portray your siblings when you talk to your children? Are you repeating patterns that you learned in your family of origin? Are they ones that you want in your family now? If we want to be effective role models to our children, we should look at our own childhoods to see how they have influenced our adulthood. We may gain insight into the way we currently handle not only our sibling relationships, but also our relationships with others. This insight affords us a better chance to be better role models by modifying our beliefs and behaviors to ones that are more helpful to us and our families. As parents, we want to promote cooperation and teamwork within the family. We don't want children to feel that they need to struggle for power, that they have to act out to get our attention, that they can never be good enough to please us, or that one is valued more than another. By modeling cooperation and positive conflict resolution in our adult relationships with family members and coworkers, we teach cooperation to our children. Perhaps you have friends whose interactions you would like to model. Get to know more about them and their interactions, and look for things you can copy and use in your own.